Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, and you're listening to Dan's Health Talks. I'm glad you're with us today. Got some interesting things I want to talk to you about. There's a lot going on right now in the news and the concern about the Delta variants of the coronavirus and all that, and I want to get into that some. But I want to mention that a lot of you are just new to this. You may have just found my show, and you can find all the shows I have up. Right now, when this goes up, it'd be 115 shows. So that means we're getting, we're 2 years of shows or more. And so it's really a nice thing to have those shows in an archive library. Now, you can find them on iHeartRadio.com under Dan's Health Talks, but you have to hunt around. Same thing with Spotify, Pandora, Amazon. There's a number of different places this shows up. But the place that we record this and or send it over to put it up there is also the easiest place to find it. So if you put in D. Soloway, D-S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, dot Podbean, P-O-D-B-E-A-N.com, you'll get these shows as soon as we're done with them. Within 2 hours, Mike, my producer, puts this up on there. And then I send them over to the others, and maybe a week or so before they show up anyplace else. So that's one way of doing it. The easiest way, and I want to invite you to check this out, though there's a lot more information I can put up there, is danshealthtalks.com. When you go to danshealthtalks.com, there'll pop up right when you get on there a link to Podbean, and that'll take you over to all those shows. Or you can go over to events, and you can come down to iHeartRadio or Pandora and some of those, and that'll link you over. If you go to iHeart, you may hunt around for a little while to find it. But if you go from my website to there, it'll take you directly to it. So just wanted to throw that out to you. Now, there's a lot been going on, and I really hope we don't get back to where everyone's wearing masks again and people are afraid to go into stores or eat out. It's so ridiculous. This disease is going to mutate and mutate and mutate. It's going to be around. We can't shut our society down every time it comes up. We're going to have to learn to live with it. It just doesn't function that way. I know it gives a lot of people a sense of power and control, and it allows them to insert things into our society that if you're a politician and you live on the government, well, what should I say, the government tit, and your whole thing is about gaining more and more power, it's like a person wanting to be richer and richer because they literally get richer and richer that way, then you can, you want to hold on to that. You want to be able to tell people what they can do. Our Bill of Rights, when our founders, who, God, we're so lucky, we had the people we did and at the time we did. But the Bill of Rights was really designed to limit government, to increase the liberties for the individual. A totally unique idea. I think Athens had something like that. And they had sort of a republic that did work. But about the only time it had been set up like this, because people in power don't set it up to give people more freedom, but our founders did. They said the people, when you give them freedom, they'll produce, they'll do things for their own best interests that also happen to be the best interests of the country, and that was the genius of all that. So I hate to see a whole generation of people that seem to be ignorant of that and actually going against it. They think government solves their problems when government, in most cases, causes far more problems than they solve. In fact, they like problems. It gives them a reason for being there. If everything's running smoothly, you don't really pay much attention to what's going on. And so they don't sometimes really want to solve the problems. They just want to use them to get you to send them more money. So normally I don't get into politics very much. But if you've been trying to follow the news and trying to figure out, okay, do I get a vaccine or not get a vaccine? Do I wear a mask or not wear a mask? Do I stay away from people, or is it okay to mingle with people like we once did? And is this Delta virus that's going to be as deadly as the one that came before? And are they telling us the truth? Because they've changed what they've said so many times. I mean, I'm in a position that I'm supposed to help you understand this. But folks, I don't think they understand. It's very hard to communicate what is exactly the right thing to do when they don't. You got people that are virologists that are head of clinics like Cleveland Clinic that says the best thing that could happen is that you actually have survived it. You've gotten it, survived it, and now the antibodies that you have against it, your immune system trained to fight it, is far better than a vaccine. But then I hear the government, some of the people say, we want you to also take the vaccine on top of that, which actually may make your own natural resistance against it, because you've overcome it, weaker, or maybe destroy it. And there's so many different things that people are concerned about the vaccine. I think we've had almost 10 times as many people die from the vaccines than have ever died before from vaccines. 10 times more. Now, it's not a whole lot compared to the amount of people who have taken it, but it's still something to be aware of. And the risk versus benefit, it still may be more valuable to take the vaccine. But in some cases, not. And certainly not for children. This is a rare virus that usually it hits children and elderly equally, but this one is going after the elderly. To me, it almost looks like it was engineered to take out the older people in society, because when you're a government, especially like a government like China, and you have a 1,400,000,000 people, and you have a communist socialist system that you're supposed to help support all those people, you go, well, I want to get rid of the ones that aren't productive and keep the ones that are. So can we design something that kills them and not kill our productive side of our population? I don't know if that was what they had in mind, or is it a pure accident, or was it directed? And also, Trump really had the Chinese government on the ropes in a way. He was limiting their imports, how much the $600 billion a year money that was going to China in the trade deficit. He was cutting that way back. He was doing other things that wasn't to their advantage. Same thing with Russia and some other countries. He was cutting off the tremendous money that Russia made from the oil supply. Well, if you can get rid of the guy, you can reestablish your grand plan of going after world domination. And you first have to get him out of office, and they did it. Now, again, was that deliberate, or it just worked out that way? It couldn't have worked out better for him. It was the ideal thing for them and where they were at. Now, normally you don't hear me talk politics. You don't even always know where I stand politically. But I am expressing my point right now, because I'm really concerned. Our society is going in directions I never thought. I'm very glad that I'm the age I am, because I've lived a life where I've known a lot of liberties, a lot of freedom, a lot of opportunities that if I really work for it, I could really experience a lot of wonderful things, and I have. Now, it hadn't always been good for everyone. One of my very best friends is a black guy, and he told me about some things that he experienced back in the 70s, being roughed up by the police and stuff. And growing up at the time I did, I saw what was on TV during the civil rights, Martin Luther King and them with the fire hose and the dogs and everything else. It was a horrible time to be a black down in the South. The Southern Democrats did not treat the blacks well at all back then. But we've come a tremendous distance from that. Martin Luther King's dream of a colorblind society, we were headed, we've gone way down the road, and we had plenty of very successful blacks in our society. And I see almost now a reversing of Martin Luther King's dream, and it really bothered me because I admired him so very, very much, and he did so much good, and he gave his life for his cause. Now, we're going to be back in just a moment, folks. We'll be right back. Thoughts Restored now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of the individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
Hi, that's Robert Gene. I bet you're ready. You tried everything. You tried the drugs. You tried the treatments. You tried the therapies. And you still got the problem? Check me out. I will change your life. I know how the brain works. I know how to shift memories. And I know how to get you on a new start. SkillsToChange.com is a beginning place where your life will start to shift and change. It's about time. Come join me. Learn about how to be in control of your life. SkillsToChange.com.
To really live long and to feel good, you got to have oxygen. And you got to have the electrolytes working. You got to have all the minerals the body needs or everything breaks down. There's a tremendous product called Black Oxygen. If you go to shopblackoxygen.com/products/oldblackwater. Old Black Water, just like the song. I'll say that once more. Go to shop, S-H-O-P, Black Oxygen. .com/products/oldblackwater. That's where you can get this fantastic black oxygen product, and you'll love it. It's just a little half teaspoon, and you'll feel it, folks. Really feel it. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340. Welcome back, folks. In a moment, I'm going to get into the nutritional side of this show, and I don't want to leave you thinking that I'm just going to talk about some of my views out there. But I do want to talk a little philosophy or approach to life. One thing that's built into my nature, if someone tells me it's like this, I'll run through my mind trying to find an exception to that rule they'll tell me. Or if they'll tell me global warming, when Inconvenient Truth came out and that Florida is going to be underwater in 10 years and all these different things are going to happen, I look for someone that has a tremendous reputation in that area of climatology, and I read his book. I read Patrick Michael's book called Meltdown, and then I kept reading books and articles in Scientific America, and I saw both sides of the issue. It's still not clear to me. Now, it's not saying that there aren't maybe an increase in heat, but how much is man-made and how much is the sun? The sun affects it tremendously, folks. I'll explain to you one of the ways. Dr. Michaels, in his book Meltdown, said that we know this: everything heats up when there's more sunspots. And there was a period during Napoleon's time, a 70-year period, for some weird reason, we know very little about how the sun functions. There were no sunspots. Normally, there's an 11-year cycle. They get more active at the end of 11 years, and they get less active, but there are always sunspots. Well, he said in the book he didn't know why. Well, I was reading an article 6 months later or so in Scientific America, it may have been Discovery, and they set up I believe it was in Sweden, they set up this big cloud chamber, filled this room up with dry ice where it's steaming with dry ice. And they noticed when there were sunspots, they got rid of the cloud chamber. He got rid of the clouds. Well, we have a very, very high level of clouds that reflect light back. So the sunlight reflects back. But if there's a lot of cosmic rays, they'll get rid of that. Where do those cosmic rays come in most regard? They come in the north and south pole. And so you're going to get more heating going on in the North and South Pole. Not as much in the center, but it's going to affect everything as that heat comes down because of the natural drifting of trade winds and everything else. That's the sun. That's not man. When you have a greenhouse, what do you do with that greenhouse to make it grow? You fill it up with CO2. When you have more CO2, you have plants grow, and then they give you more oxygen. Some scientists say we're actually at a low level of CO2, and if we get any lower, plant life is going to start dying. And now that's the opposite of what you've been hearing. CO2 is not our enemy. It's what plants breathe. And they give us oxygen. That is their poison that they put out, where we breathe off CO2. It's a great interaction. So when you have a higher level of CO2 in the world, you have more plant growth. It's just a natural way it works. Now, one other thing. You think the sun just heats things. It actually doesn't heat anything until that sun ray interacts with a rock, the ground, the moisture in the sky, and it activates the molecules in that, and that's what creates the heat. Well, the frequency of light that activates CO2 is already being used up to the full extent. So you have to add 5 to 10 times more CO2 to get hardly any change at all, because that wavelength is activated, has activated all it can activate. Very interesting factor, but it's not talked about. So if you... I'm not giving you a clear answer because you hear both sides of it. But I say, for your own sake and your own sanity, try to read both sides of the subject. This is one thing Aristotle did a lot. Plato made fun of his student Aristotle, called him the reader. But before Aristotle took a stand on something, he read everything he could on the subject. And he would look at every side of a subject. Too much we have people just saying, this is me, this is my identity, this is what people that I belong to, that tribe, believe. So I'll fight that without ever looking at the other side. We need to explore both sides of an issue if you want to really function in this life. Now, folks, we're going to be right back, but I just wanted to make that point. Now I'll get off my high horse here get back into nutrition. Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
Hi, this is Robert Gene. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out, skills2change.com.
Write this number down, 405-627-1964. 405-627-1964. That's for Dr. Larry McDay. You've heard me interviewing about his Super Dan, which is Daily Assured Nutrition. I tell you, folks, that is one heck of a bargain. You would have to spend 5 times as much to get all this packed into that product. But also the gastro product is phenomenal. Take advantage of it, folks. You'll love it. Call 405-627-1964. DansHealthTalks.com. No apostrophe up there. You put an address bar. Takes you to the website. It does a lot for you. If you go to events, it'll take you to over 100 shows. I would just click on iHeartRadio and go right over there, and you keep clicking on, and you'll find more and more shows. But it also has my phone number and has my email address. So if you want to do nutritional counseling with me, that's how you find me, danshealthtalks.com. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called Invigorest. If you call 877-338-3340,
and tell them that Dan sent you. If you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340.
Welcome back, folks. Now I'm going to focus in on two very powerful nutritional products. It used to be when I did radio, I would talk maybe 1 week about CoQ10 and what it would do and how to take it and maybe the best one out there. Then I would talk about Colostrum 6, which is a fantastic product. Will help you. I do shows on omega-3 oil, usually based on Noric Naturals Ultimate. Or I would do shows on cell food. Or coral calcium, and then a number of other things out there that I might be excited about, you know, glyconutrients and stuff. People used to ask me, said, God, there's so many things you talk about. I said, I know, but they all really help you. They're really wonderful. Well, a few years ago, I was introduced to Roger Hill and Dr. Bevan Elliott, and Bevan Elliott, he wouldn't describe himself this way, but he's a real, real genius in this area because he's done some things that I've never seen done in the nutritional world. Perhaps because he was a chemist that would work with pharmaceutical companies and he knew that their whole thing that they needed from people was the ability to get their drugs where they wanted them to go and to be able to get them through different resistance areas of the body, whether it's into the cell or across the brain barrier. And he wrote a number of papers on this kind of thing and how to do it and different things. Well, he applied that to the nutritional world, what he calls XDS technology, exponential delivery system. And that's what it is. So he's simplified your life in the area of nutrition. His Ultra Mito Restore product, I call it Restore Ultra Mito Restore 44, because there's 44 different things in there. There are really more than that. Black seed oil has a number of different ingredients in it that each one is healthy for you. One works like CoQ10, bringing oxygen to the heart and to the cells. Olive leaf has a number of things in it, and it's very antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal. Olive oil is very anti-inflammatory, and so is black seed oil and olive leaf, but fantastic for the heart. And then he's able to add all these other nutrients that are things that I've been talking about for years and some things that I never got around to talking about that are very important for you. The reason he can pack that all into a serving size for me is about 4 milliliters of the oil under the tongue, and I do that first thing in the morning, is because with this delivery system, he can do it with micrograms or maybe just a milligram or two. He doesn't need 600 milligrams of alpha lipoic acid to normally you would say you got to take at least 300 milligrams of alpha lipoic acid or you won't feel anything because there's the body has a catalyst that stops it from functioning to override that by overloading that catalyst. Well, that's not the case with this. You really can take just a milligram or two of alpha lipoic acid or lipoic acid or a number of these different ingredients and get the same effect if you would have been doing hundreds and hundreds of them. In fact, you get a better effect. I describe it sort of like a laser compared to a flashlight. When the laser was developed, I think it was in the 50s, when the laser was first developed, they energized a ruby crystal and the light all lined up like soldiers marching in line. And now that laser had power. And it could burn through steel if you give enough energy to that. What was the difference between that and a flashlight? A flashlight can't burn through steel. Well, the light molecules are bouncing all around off each other and spreading out and diffusing. If I took a pretty good laser, I could put a dot on the moon the size of a quarter. But if I take a flashlight, stand on the back porch, shine it toward the moon, it diffuses. It doesn't get to the moon. It may get a mile or two out, and then the moisture in the air and everything else has stopped it. So what he's done, he's told me, I said, well, why don't you add this thing? And like ginkgo. Hey, why don't you have ginkgo in your product? No, it'll overwhelm the other products and stop them from working. Oh, really? I didn't know that. Never heard that before. So yeah, it even creates some depression on people. He said, you have to find out, and it takes them a while to figure out, what things work and have synergistic support to each other, and what things compete with each other, stopping other things to work. Your body has a lot of defenses in the way it lets things in. You have these little doorways around your cell wall. They're like a mouth that opens up when the frequencies of the things that are right for it come to it and allow it in. He understands that extremely well, and he understands what he can line up. So I describe it as being like a railroad train with all these boxcars, and everything in that each boxcar is very powerful for the internal world of the cell and the nucleus, the detoxifying the overall cell, and the mitochondria. And when you give the body the energy it needs to build more mitochondria, it does. And that's the main difference, how much mitochondria you have in the cell, between a super athlete and a couch potato. That's where your metabolism really is more than anything, along with the thyroid. And that's where your ability to burn fat, to detoxify yourself, and the mitochondria within the immune system, its ability to fight off things, mitochondria within the nervous system and the brain, your reaction time, your brain, how well your brain thinks, and the bringing down blood sugar. If you have a powerful mitochondria and you eat something sugary, it's going to metabolize that. But if you don't, it just starts building up and building up till you start getting the damage of pre-diabetes and diabetes, and you start getting obesity. But a healthy mitochondria is going to help you lose weight. It's going to give you energy. In fact, you're going to get up and move. You don't want to just sit. But as you get older, that goes down, and the more you sit, the more it goes down until you're really in a deficit situation. He's reversed that. And we've seen, and I've played them time and time again, I'll play more next week, of all these miraculous turnarounds that at first, even now, it caused me to shake my head and go, really? By doing this and I can get this effect, like the two people with cerebral palsy, I've had Noel on where he he walked with crutches all his life with his feet pointing out 180 degrees, and now he can walk without them and run. And this young girl that never walked at all until 17 years old, she was carried to the bathroom by her mom every day and dressed like she was an infant. And now she walks and wants to learn to drive. She's like a typical little 17-year-old. And I go, really? Because they had enough mitochondria when they were young, and they still didn't get that effect. There's a lot of complexity and synergisticness within the cell. There's a surface on the cells, glyconutrients that communicate from one cell to another and send out messages. I think they're involved in why stem cells come over and heal or don't. Why they send out their messages like antennas. And each glyconutrient has six little antennas on it. And each one of those antennas are shaped a little different and deal with electrons in a different way. Well, we have that. We take care of that. We take care of what is called mitophagy and autophagy. Autophagy is the detoxifying of the inner cell, and mitophagy is detoxifying of the mitochondria cell. When you don't detoxify the mitochondria cell, and they start dying more than they're being rebuilt and they're building up the toxins, it can bring on cancer. It affects a pathway called mTOR pathway. Same thing with the larger cell. It can break down. The DNA starts breaking down because it's toxic in there, and the cell either dies or it can become cancers. So now he increases that. And I know Aubrey Gray, who's one of the world's experts on longevity, said that's a primary trick on how long you live is how much you detoxify the cell and how clean you keep that internally. Well, this does that. It does so many different things. It changes the membrane, make the membrane more sensitive and accepting, and it works on so many different levels. And when you do that, then you become, the cells become healthier, and your 50, 60, 70 trillion cells, I hear these numbers all the time, and no one really knows how many. They can extrapolate, but it also depends how big you are. As your cells get healthier, the miracles start happening in the body, and that's what this is about. That's why I run these advertisements on More Mito. If you go to moremito.com/RadioDan, you can see all these things that are in there. And if you hit contact, you can buy it and try it. I advise everyone. Now, I didn't talk about the Rejuvenate Gel. It's wonderful, folks. Fantastic for your joints and skin and hair. But that More Mito Restore product is just unbelievable. Now, folks, it's not an inexpensive product. But if you tried to buy everything that's in here and have that therapeutic effect, and even if you did buy all, it still wouldn't be as powerful as this product is, because you have to have that XDS technology and where they're all working together. It could cost you $800 or $1,000. And so this is going to be 10 times cheaper than what you do, and so it saves a lot of money. But the one thing it doesn't have that I wanted to see, and they plan on doing it, is have a mineral source that lights up the nervous system and gives more energy to the Krebs cycle, which is what mitochondria creates. That's where the energy is. And so in a moment, I'm going to do another interview with Al Schuler, and we're going to be talking about the fulvic minerals. If you took this fulvic minerals, this black oxygen, which when I did a show with him before, I hadn't gotten mine yet. And I got it, and I could tell, a friend of mine called me and says, well, you tell me about that product. How do you feel? And I said, well, I took it 3 hours ago, and I was feeling sleepy, but I feel fine now. I don't need a nap, and my low back was bothering me, and that's not bothering me. And that's what happens when you increase oxygen across the cell wall. A lot of times pain goes away. And I think these two things, you take these two things, there's a few other things you want to take, omega-3 oil, if you have the money, a colostrum and a few things. But if you just have the money for two things, you take this black oxygen and you take the More Mito product, the Alter Mito Restore, and you've gone a long, long ways, folks. I really think I can change your life with these two things. We'll be right back. Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
This Robert Jean. I'm a fear expert. Fear is feelings emerging affecting reality, which really means memories create your fears. If you know how to change the bad memories and the reasons why you're fearful, you'll have peaceful mind. Learn how to drive your own mind from inside yourself. Adjust those memories, and you'll be free from the fears that's always controlled you. I guarantee it. Check me out, skillstochange.com.
DansHealthTalks.com. No apostrophe up there. You put an address bar. Takes you to the website. It does a lot for you. If you go to events, it'll take you to over 100 shows. I would just click on iHeartRadio and go right over there, and you keep clicking on, and you'll find more and more shows. But it also has my phone number and has my email address. So if you want to do nutritional counseling with me, that's how you find me. DansHealthTalks.com. To really live long and to feel good, you got to have oxygen. And you got to have the electrolytes working. You got to have all the minerals the body needs or everything breaks down. There's a tremendous product called Black Oxygen. If you go to shopblackoxygen.com/products/oldblackwater. Old Black Water, just like the song. I'll say that once more. Go to shop, S-H-O-P, Black Oxygen. .com/products/oldblackwater. That's where you can get this fantastic black oxygen product, and you'll love it. It's just a little half teaspoon, and you'll feel it, folks. Really feel it. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You listen to Dan's Health Talk, and I have John Alschuler with me from Colorado. Where are you at in Colorado there, John?
Well, I'm a little bit south of Denver, just on the outskirts of Castle Rock, kind of up in the foothills. I get to be at about 6,500 elevation, 6,500 feet, and have some wonderful wildlife around me. So I'm enjoying it up here in the hills.
I bet so. Yeah, my cousins, they were, for a little while, they were living over in Breckenridge in Aspen, and I would go out and visit them out there. And it's a nice place to be, a great place to be. Outside of the potential for fires, it's, I guess, one of the best places in the world to be. Now, one of the things, John and I have been talking about a new version, as far as new to me, black oxygen. Black oxygen is created by this special form of fulvic minerals that come from a peat moss type of development that's 60,000 years old, but it's highly organic, highly absorbable. A lot of what you get out there in the public, I tried fulvic minerals before and said, okay, I guess that's good, but I didn't notice much from it. And then you try something like this and you go, wow. Someone just turned the dimmer lights back on. Your brain wakes up. Your heart is stronger because it's getting oxygen. Your cells are able to detoxify. Because, by the way, folks, that's one of the things oxygen does. It cleans up the trash, just like it does when you burn a campfire. You have to have some oxygen to get rid of the trash, as well as to create energy. And so as you age, that goes down. You don't recover from exercise like you did. You don't think as quick. Nothing works like it once did if you don't have enough oxygen. And so this form, correct me if I'm wrong because I'm new to this, this form of fulvic minerals, this black oxygen is what the company calls it. And it's the only one that the Canadian government, their version of the FDA, has given approval to, because it doesn't have the toxic qualities you find in some other companies, the way they process theirs, and it's many times more powerful than the ones out there. It's about four times more fulvic minerals than most of the ones on the market.
Well, I think there's a couple of different ways to look at it. The first one, Dr. Dan, is that, yes, the product has been submitted to the Health Directorate in Canada. They've been granted an NPN number, which is called a natural product number, which means there's been some oversight, you know, that the product's been looked at, it's been rigorously tested, and it's been validated. And so I think that really is, that's significant, number one. Number two, you know, I think that the comparative, you know, we like to compare, right? We like to know, well, does this have more than this other product has here? And, you know, what are the differences? And there's a differences actually in a couple of different areas. You know, our CEO and our formulator, you know, this is his life's work right here. You know, he's been involved in actually mud, quite honestly, because this is the source of this is from, you know, deep earth. And we go down into the earth about, you know, 40 to 60 feet. We're cultivating this mud that is where there's about 1,500 species of plants that have been decomposing, you know, for tens of thousands of years into a liquid-based soup. And so what's the differentiator? It's concentration, quite honestly. It's purity and concentration. When our formulator, Mark, was over in Europe, you know, many years ago, working with Dr. Stover and some different people over there, what he learned and what really tripped his trigger, quite honestly, was that he was over in these mud houses, and this is something that's, you know, it's been around for a while. I mean, over in the Pacific Rim, I mean, they've been dipping down in the mud for years. Well, what's in this mud? These very powerful, the bounty of Mother Earth, as I like to call it, but these nutrients, this fulvic acid and humic acid. And when he's over there, he saw people literally kind of rolling in wheelchairs and hobbling in crutches. And 2 weeks later, they're rolling out on their own power. They're not in their chair. They're walking out. They're feeling better than they have in years. And the question that came up for Mark is, you know, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And it was learning about the fulvic humic and how the body could recognize and utilize these very valuable elements to bring the body, not just nutrients, but to bring the body back into a homeostasis and allowing the body to do some self-repair. And so the concentration there, now this is the fascinating part, because you used the term four times, so let's get specific about it. Over there, the concentration of fulvic humic that he was exposed to was about 6 to 11%. It kind of varied depending on the area. And he was so excited about the benefits that came from that, he literally was flying mud, literally tons of mud, from Europe to Canada, and using that in his clinic with his patients. And after a while, he thought, you know what? This can't be the only place on planet Earth that has great mud. So after checking about 63 different locational sites in Canada, he found a source that was not 6 to 11%, but 36% humic fulvic out of the ground.
Wow.
And so it was that concentration, and here's the most wild part. It was almost back door to where he grew up in Canada, so up in the northeast Ottawa Valley. And so it's really quite fascinating, the whole story. But the concentration, when you say, you know, 3, 4, 5 times, you're right spot on. And then the funny part was he started shipping mud from Canada to Europe because the concentration was so much better. So it really is the concentration, the preparation, and we see people, we know it's different because people are responding differently.
You know, folks, one way to think about it, it's almost like pre-digested 1,500 different plants that nature is digesting, this organic soup, because your body has to break things down. We think of, we eat an apple, we eat some lettuce or whatever, or we eat a steak. Still, that has to be broken down and into the smallest particles so the body can absorb it and utilize it. Well, this is, nature's done most of the work here, and they are done probably all the work, and now it just needs to be brought into the body so it can be utilized. And you can get these in tablets, you can get them in powder. Some people take the actual powder, also make a mask for the, you know, they add some baking soda and water, and they'll put it on their joints, or they'll put it on their face, and they can do it that way as well to make everything more youthful. As what he's saying, that it's been used in spas to regenerate people, to make them feel really good. So it goes through the skin, and this, and I hate to use the word, but I'm going to use it anyway, the anti-inflammatory quality when the body has the minerals it needs. Now, one thing I want to say that we didn't say the last time, this also is the best source of electrolytes you're going to get. And your nervous system runs on electrolytes. When I was in my 20s in my hometown, they had a nice spa. I would swim a mile. I'd get in the spa, hang out in the spa, do a little exercise, hang out in the spa. And I'd come home, and I was just so weak. I couldn't understand why I was so weak. And then I took some potassium or ate a banana, and all of a sudden I went, oh, I'd sweated out too many minerals. Well, this one expert on minerals says that that professional athletes generally do not live as long, or a collegiate athlete, as the average person, average couch potato, because they've sweated out minerals so much and not replaced them, they've created a lot of cellular damage. And I always remember this picture I saw, a beautiful woman, could have been a professional model, running a marathon in New York City. And she's crossing the finish line with a big smile on her face. It looks like she's only run about a city block or something. She looked fresh, looked pretty. She was dead 10 minutes later. That she'd lost so much minerals in the running and not getting them replaced that her heart stopped. The girl probably was 23 years old, I would guess, right around that age. It happens a lot. Athletes get out there, and if they're not replacing the minerals, they know it now. I mean, that was why Gatorade was produced, which is a very poor quality way of replacing your minerals, by the way. But it's so important. But then it goes to another level. Minerals run your nervous system, run your brain. Without the right balance of minerals, your heart can't pump. You can't breathe. You can't do anything. And so, in fact, it was Dr. Haglund, our mutual friend that John and I used, that when he was alive, he was the one that said, you know, really, Dan, minerals are more important than vitamins. We talk about all the phytonutrients and vitamins and all the different things, but they're cofactors working with the minerals. And so this is a fabulous mineral product that you're going to feel, and that's what's most important, wouldn't you say, John?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you brought up a couple of great points. I mean, the electrolyte is actually one of the indications that Health Canada provided, you know, to basically say on our label is what it does. And this is very, very important to the body's ability to communicate and to remineralize, because we know the brain function, the heart function, all these things are dependent. But here's an interesting, a fun fact. I don't know how fun it is, but it is a fact.
Yeah, friend might always say, he always opens with that. Hey, here's another fun fact.
Congress. Sorry.
A guy I used to interview always used to open with that. And here's another fun fact. And I go, well, that's a fact. I don't know if it's fun, but it's a fact. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. I shouldn't interrupt you.
Yeah. I'm going to say this. In 1936, the 74th Congress stated that 99% of the American people are deficient in minerals, and that a marked deficiency in any one of those minerals could result in the onset of disease. That's a pretty powerful statement way back, you know, 90, you know, 80 plus years ago. So I don't think that the things have really gotten a lot better, you know, in terms of what's coming out of our food supply. So mineral deficiency and our ability to, you know, continue to restore the electrolytes, especially when you have a high level of expenditure, becomes very significant. And I'll finish with this statement that, you know, the testament to that, we have a gentleman who is quite the advocate for our product line, and he's a high level athlete. He's a two-time welterweight champion in the UFC, and he says that this product is the legal unfair advantage because of how it gives him the energy, the electrolyte replacements, the minerals to actually sustain a higher level of activity for longer, putting him in a very advantageous position athletically. So I think you're spot on, Dr. Dan.
Well, it's so important, and I just turned 72 just a week or two ago, and I've been an athlete all my life, and I still work out, but I want to feel like I did when I was 40 or 50 years old, and I want, because I can work out hard, but then I spend most of the rest of the day sitting on my butt in front of the computer. And going, okay, and rationalize, that's okay, you worked out, you don't need to worry about it. But when you're young, you're ready to go out and play a game, touch football with your friends, go dancing, doing all this stuff. Get older, that slows down. A lot of that has to do, folks, with oxygen and the way that oxygen affects your metabolism and affects everything in your body. Again, they say that this could give you up to 45% more oxygen. That is amazing, folks. The body's ability to repair itself when it has the minerals it needs, because the minerals also run your DNA within your cells and help with the Krebs cycle within the mitochondria, creating your energy, just everything you can imagine. They say magnesium alone, just magnesium alone, has over 300 different functions in the body. And 80% of us out there, if they don't take, unless they know this and deliberately take magnesium, are deficient in magnesium. And I've had people's blood pressure lower just by giving them a real absorbable form of magnesium, because the blood vessels tighten up when you're deficient in magnesium. So does your muscles. Same thing with potassium. You can be deficient in one thing and cause yourself tremendous damage. And sometimes it's one of the micro minerals that you're not getting. That can cause trouble with the DNA strand, things not working right, what they call epigenetic effect on the DNA, the way it expresses itself. All that is important. You want an environment where you richly bathe the cell, the internal and external, in that. And then when you take other products, like that Restore product I talk about, you're going to get even more dramatic effect. I think we're really on to something. This is one of the linchpins or key factors on anti-aging, and that's why I'm bringing this on. I don't want I used to talk about 100 different things on the radio, and when I do the podcast, not literally 100, but a lot of different things, and people say, you take all that. I said, yeah, I do. Well, now I'm getting where I found a few really powerful things that doesn't require it. A friend of mine I was having lunch with yesterday, I was introducing him to this product, and he said, you know, he realized he had two shelves filled with, supplements, a lot of them that he hadn't taken in a long time, things out in his garage. And I said, the same thing with me. If I was married right now, I would be getting hell. I don't even use the top of my stove because it's covered with supplements in the sink and then up in a plastic tub and all that. Well, I'm now simplifying my life because I'm going, okay, I need fish oil. I need omega-3 oil. I need this product, and I need the Restore product. I need black oxygen. And I've covered a lot of my bases, folks. I feel like I can change your life by turning you on to just a few things that that will make a tremendous difference that you will be able to feel. So if you want to find out more or just try it yourself, go to shopblackoxygen.com/products/oblackwater. Oblackwater is the after products. Now, I'm going to have that my webmaster put that up on my website, so you'll be able to link over there as well. And so if you go to Dan's Health Talks, where you can find all these shows, and we're talking about right now be about 113, 114 shows up there that you'll be able to find when you first click on there. But you also, if you go over to sponsors, you'll find a link to this. I really want you to try this, folks. I want you to live long and healthy. I want you to feel like you did 30 years ago. John, I really appreciate you being with us, and we'll talk again soon.
Look forward to it, Dr. Dan. Thank you so much for having me, and cheers to everyone's best years ahead. Thank you.
You're right about that. We're going to be back next week, folks. Share this with your friends and family, please. Thanks again.